last two shiurim, the inyan of the numbers 7 and 8. Everyone is familiar with the chashivas hamyuchedes of the number 10. After all, we have the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, Parakei Mishnah Aleph, Yasora Mamoros Nivra Olam. And we have the Aseres Adibros, we have the Asor Nisyonos, and Nisnasa Avram Avinu, later on in Mishneh Gimel Perkei, and we have the Esamakus, we have in Yoni Kedusha, the Maral writes in a number of places, always Mekusha with 10. 10 already represents the total Shlemus, and we already make our way up to Shemayim, the connection to the next world, and that is Al Yedei Eser. Marcus, we have a Dvekus with the Shekhinah. Ayyadeh Avram Avinu's Asor Nisyonos. Ayyadeh the Asor Amoris, the Shekhinah comes down and manifests itself in this world. Ayyadeh the Aser Sedibros, we can rise and elevate ourselves up and connect to the Olamas HaLyonim. 10 already represents in Yoni Kedusha Kayadua. And we spoke about 7 Shlemis in the Olam HaTeva. We discussed repeatedly about 8, which represents Lamaylam HaTeva. So we're in a sense in this world, but Mitzan Sheni, although we're in this world, we're Lamaylam HaTeva. This week's Parsha, on the heels of a Parsha called Shemini Vahaya B'yom HaShemini, which we discussed in its interrelationship with the 8 days of Chanukah, the heroes of the Chashmoneim, and a miracle, a nace that revolved around the Pach Shemem Lashon Shemini. And we open up Parsha's Tazria, and by Yom HaShemini Yimo B'sara Lasso, that a Yid is going to enter the fold, enter into Klal Yisrael, Ayyadei Amila that transpires B'davka, on the Yom HaShemini, the Maral explains to show that we live in a Mareches HaZman LeGamri, that's altogether different than the Mareches HaZman shared by the Yom HaSa'olah. And we come into the world, Ayyadei, Ebechinas HaShemini, to highlight day in and day out that we are Be'etzem Lamayla Menatzefa. And that's something that's engraved into our guf, the Cheskuni in the Sforno Parshas Lech Lecha, and the Maral and Gurari in Parshas Bo. And what's unique about the Mila is that we embed the Hainu, we engrave into the physical anatomy, the physiological makeup of mankind, a simon, a symbol that shows what we're Kilu branding ourselves continuously, 24-7, 365. You can never rid yourself of that proud mark that says, I am an Eved Hashem. Same with Lahavdil Afi Avdolos, a shepherd might brand the sheep and say, they belong to me. The way we highlight we belong to the Ebishter, the right to Maral is, first and foremost, you're an Eved Hashem. You want to go out of Mitzrayim, you no longer have the Paro. Henceforth, Mikan Al Haba, you're now of the Hashem. First thing you got to do is, you have to give yourself that indelible mark, that engravement into your physical anatomy that says, I'm branding myself a member in God's service. I am an Emistik Eved Hashem. Then and only then can I start my journey out of Mitzrayim, approaching what it means to be an Emistik Eved Hashem, Tavdun Osi Al Harazet. Parenthetically, how fascinating then to go back to something we've mentioned many a time, how the Alter Mikelm was bought in Kisveyad, recorded in an old Yarchan Kol HaTorah, and where they found manuscripts of the Alter Mikelm. And the Alter Mikelm said throughout his life that he was always inspired of the reminder that the Ebeshir's Hashkoch is with us every moment of every day. He says, one of my reminders, I have two reminders. He says, if there's one nation in the world that tries to rob and strip Klal Yisrael of its identity, who is that? Yishmael. And Yishmael, they are mamash astira be'etzem, astira to the whole Bria. That's why Sukkot and Beis HaMikdash, one of the four things, Abod Varm, Sheneschari, Takrish Mucholeim, Shabaram Hashem, Kaviyochel has regret that he ever made them, counted amongst those four, Yishmael. Notice how Esav might have a lot of speaking parts in the pages of the Torah. Can anyone here tell us anything that Yishmael ever said? Of course not. Because not one single word of Yishmael appears on the pages of the Torah Kedosha. He has no speaking role. He has no speaking part. Why? Because he's a Bria of Sheker Be'etzem that's in contradiction to the Etzem Bria, to the Tachas Abria, which is a Bria of MS, Amela and Tyrus MS. Yishmael has no part, he has no speech, he doesn't belong anywhere there. And the Sfarno and all the Mepharshim explain that they're always trying to rob us of our identity. It's not Sarah, it's Hagar, it's not Yitzchak Yikar Lechazar, it's Yishmael. And what do we find? Explain the Alter Mikelm, isn't it fascinating that the Arabs who want to steal our identity, we are the descendants of Avram Ivri. So we are called the Ivrim. They too, if they want to say they're the chosen ones, they should call themselves the Ivrim. Alter Mikelm says it's a Pella in Ashkocha Sabore. They messed it up big time. Instead of calling themselves the Ivrim, they mixed up the Beis and the Reish, and they call themselves rather the Aravim. Aravim, the whole idea is they want to steal our identity, and they messed it up. Instead of Ivrim, they call themselves the Aravim. Not only that, They want to go in and say Bris Milah was given to them. So they give themselves a Bris Milah on year 13. Why? Because Yishmael was 13 years old when he got a Bris Milah. It happens to be on that he was 13. And if he had been 15, he would have gotten a 15. The same with Avram Avinu. Later on, as he's approaching 100 years old, Avram Avinu has a Bris Milah, however old he would have been when he got that tzivui. And at the end of the day, read the pasuk in the beginning of the sixth parsha Tasriya. Isha kisasrei v'yaldezoka b'yoma shmini yimam. So they ignored a pasuk meforish and chumash. There's nothing that can explain that. But Ashkelchos of Orei, they want to say the Torah is theirs. How could they ignore a blatant, a clear-cut pasuk? You see that Ashkelchos of Orei determines it. So Alpi the Alter Mikael, where do we see that contrast? Dafka the what? Alpi the Maral, it's very geschmack. Because Dafka Klai Yisrael comes into the world, v'yoma shmini yimasor, the chaloshem. According to many Rishonim and Rechaim Kanevsky Patsins, this halacha l'maisa, if there's a child that might be in the hospital in the NICU, Rachmana Litzlan, you don't give a name until the bris. Why? Because there's no chalos rights, Rechaim Kanevsky, to the shame until it's given in the context in the rec of a Bris Milah. Only when we highlight that the child is coming in kilo lamayla manateva after the eighth day, only then can we go in and give a chalos shame. That's the uniqueness of the bris. And even if the bris is not the lamais in the eighth day, but Bris Milah b'atzim is mesha shaychi and its very core essence to the eighth day, that's lamayla manateva. So that Yishmael has no shaychis to the posse, but yom hashmini yibasar loso, and that's klal Yisrael. So we understand the uniqueness of eight and living in a realm lamayla manatzeva. Where exactly does the number nine fit in? What's so interesting about the number nine is that if we go back to Echan Miyodea, and we explained to Rav Avraham Gorvitz at the gates at Rosh Hashiva in the Sefer Vanfa Arzeel and in Yonei Hamoedim and Inyan Shal Pesach, and Rav Avram Shor writes in the Zalekach Valibov Hagodah Shal Pesach, we make our way to the end of the Hagodah. The true test, the limit test, the Rosh Hashanah test of where are we holding in Yiddishkeit? If I ask you one, there only is one. Elcha Miyodea, Elcha Elkinesh Shemaim Arts. If I ask you the number two, on a Yid's radar screen, by the conclusion of the Seder, there only is one, two. What's that two? Shnei Luchos Abris. Three! It's not how many cars you have in the driveway. It's not how many cheesecakes you having for dessert. There's only 1, 3. What's three? The Ovis. 1, 4, the Emos. 1, 5, Chamisha Choshetor Vazel. So everything is Mesha Shaychi Betzim to Yiddishkeit. 1, Echel Kish Shoyimot. 2, the Shnei Chosabris. The Gimel Ovis, the Dalad Emos, the Chamisha Choshetor, Shishas and Yemishnah. Shivy Meshavasa, Shmoni Yemei Mila. It's all Gavaldik. It's going so well. And then we make our way to 9. What is 9? Tisha Yarcheleda. So the whole Indian, especially with the Hadgosha of Rav Avram Gorbitz, Rav Avram sure is, we want to highlight, oh, where are we holding by the end of the Seder? So, L'chaira, all we want to highlight are things that are shaykh b'atzim to Yidin. But yet, throughout the 9 months of pregnancy, is something that's shaykh to everybody in the world. Everyone has the 9 months. That's the standard, to have the 9 months of pregnancy. So you have to ask this question. It bothered me for years, and I saw that Rav Yitzhak Arieli, the author of Einai in the Mishpat, and page 97 of Ashira's Gula Bir on Agodah Shel Pesach, he addresses this kasha, and the Rabbi Yoshev Agodah Shel Pesach, he also addresses this kasha. I'll tell you his answer. It's also bought in the end of Parsis Bo in Rochaim Kanevsky's Derech Sicha Darf Reish Mem Chesim Chelik Aleph, and the Travelli Yomon speaking to Rochaim Kanevsky. And he asked this kasha. He says to Rav Chaim, Amarti, Mash Shemati B'Shem Chomev, in the name of his father-in-law, Amar Nagon, Rav Yosef, Yosef Shlita. And now Zatzal, Mash Nichnas Khan, Tes Yarche Leida. Einam Kashar Devarim Shein and Yoni Kedusha. Numbers 1 to 13, the Yer Gimel Midas, the culmination of the 1 to 13 process. It's all about Klai Yisrael. It's all about the Yoni Kedusha. So what in the world is the number 9 doing here? 9 is Shaykh to all the Gaim as well? And what's it doing in Mayechan Miyodea? Rav Yoshev answered, "Kikoma Shemoshe Beinu Nitzol, Hai Mishum Shap Yaragil Utes Yacheleda, Omoshe Nola L'Shiva." You know what? We highlight it because Karagil, the standard woman, has a gestation period of 9 months following the lunar cycle, of course. But Moshe Rabbeinu was born in the 7th month, Lachin Lo Chipsu. Even though they knew that Yocheved was pregnant, they didn't realize that she would have given birth prematurely 2 months. So they didn't search after Moshe. Came into Shayach Lanes, Iskiruzos, Avenen Arav. Since it's Shayach to the Nes, that since Moshe Rabbeinu should have been born after 9 months, but instead miraculously he was born 2 months early, Amela, they didn't search for him. That's what saved his life, so therefore we mention it. Then Rechaim Kineski liked it. That's a nice pshat. L'chara al-pidrush, Rav Yosha said it, Tavad, it's emes. But Elu Velu, perhaps we could suggest something else this evening. The number 9 is a wonderful book by Rav Asher Chaim Levin, together with Rabbi Shu Harman, called Jewish Wisdom in the Numbers. It goes through all the numbers, and a lot of it's based on the Maral, Amidei Yisrael and others. You can see Rav Shimshon Pinkus in his wonderful thin sefer Breches Becheshbon, pages 28 and 29, also discusses their transition from 8 to 9. And one nekuda that they write over here is that what's the Teisha rooted in? Teisha is Miloshen Shah. Shah is the Loshen of turning or facing, as we find in the beginning of Breishis, Avayisha, that Hashem Yisbro turned to Hevel on his korban, but to Kayin and his korban, Lo Shah, he didn't turn, tilt towards that direction. So Teish is a lotion of tilting, turning. The Hainu, it says we're turning towards 10. It's the vast majority. As we head towards 10, it's the length, the bridge, the precursor and the harbinger to the culmination, which is number 10. It's always the idea of turning towards and heading in that direction. So connecting to pregnancy, and the Machabim writes that man's role in creation to partner with God and perfect the world by turning from 9 to 10 is vividly illustrated in the course of human conception. The full term of a fetus's development lasts for 9 months. Gestation is a period of expectation, as in the expression expecting a baby. It's a developmental process, one which, like the number 9, involves turning toward delivery. The very talich, the very etzem process of the gestation is what? We're heading, turning towards delivery, which represents the highest state of completion, and this will ultimately be reached in the birth of a newborn. Since Olam Haba, Alpi Menachos, Chavtes and Beis is created with the Oz Yud, that number that represents turning towards Olam Haba, turning towards a new Metzias, is going to be the number 9. And they use that idea of Shah. I like to suggest another idea that they do not discuss. The Lafianius Naita is so blatant, certainly cannot be ignored, the obvious correlation to the number 9. We have a Gemara in Merubah, 7 Perkabah, Vakama, at the bottom of Daf, Peyam et Aleph. And the Gemara talks about how Mechiyasa Rav Labovo Rav Shmur Rav Asi Eglu LeBei Shavua Ben, these Gedolei Amaroi, they went to a Shavua HaBen. The Amrilon, some say they went to a Be Yeshua HaBen. What exactly is a Yeshua Ben? These Gedolei Amaron, they went together, had to go and be Mishtatif to a Yeshua HaBen. And Rashi says, what's a Yeshua Ben? It's a Mishta Shaosin the Pidgin HaBen of Achor, because the Targum of Yeshua is Purkan Kemo Pidgin. And that's Shitas Rashi. Along comes Tosis and Bava Kama, the bottom of Peyam and Aleph. Tosis begins by citing Rashi. Pirsha Kunchis Pidgin Aben, V'chena Aruch, the Aruch as well. Aruch already, one of the early Yeshayim in Rome. Already in the beginning of the 11th century, the Aruch learns like Rashi. Yeshua Ben is a reference to a pigeon Aben. The Kosha, Frek Tosis and Rashi and the Aruch, the Afghav, they're never going to pigeon Purkin. I understand Rashi cites a beautiful Raya that we see that the Targum Unklus on the Inyan of Yeshua is an Indian of Purkan, which is Pidgin, Mikomakom, ain't Shaykh Losh and Yeshua. What's the Indian of a Yeshua? So Rebbeinu Tam Pirish Shinola Cham Ben, the Alshim Shavlad and Noishav and Nimla to be my emo, Kedasiv and Blita Zachar, Nalko to Losh and Yeshua, Vahirigin Lanasa Suda, now Peshas the Pidgin of Ben, what's Yeshua Ben, Aliba Rebbeinu Tam? Shua Ben is the Shas. Leidas Aben, when the son is born, since the Vlad is now Nosha, he's Kilo rescued and he's saved from the womb of his mother, the Himlita Zachar, the Pasuk in Yeshaya Samachvav, therefore it's a Loshen Yeshua. Alpi Rabbeinu Tam, Yeshua, Loshen Teisha, what is that? It's an Indian of Yeshua, Lafinias Daiti, the same way. Vayosh Hashem, what's Yeshua, what's a salvation? When Hashem brings you from one realm, one domain, one mode of existence into entirely different mode of existence. Thus, the journey from Mitzrayim and through a Yam where Klal Yisrael cannot live, and emerging from that Yam is a Lashon of Yeshua, Vayosh Hashem. That's a Yeshua. What's a Yeshua Ben Ali Rabbeinu Tam? When you're going from inside the womb, and now you're going from that, the realm of existence, into an entirely new and novel mode of existence, that is Yeshua. And that echoes the very Yisod of what the Yeshua is. You're going from one place to another. Finis Taiti, that Gufa is the interrelationship with the number Teisha. Sheva is Shlemus in the Olam HaTeva, as we mentioned many times. Shemini, Shmona Lamaila Min HaTeva. But I'm still living in the world of Teva. As I turn and I journey towards Ten, towards the realm of Kedusha, towards Olam Haba that was created with the Oz Yud, Api Menachas Chavtes and Beis, I have to cross the crucial bridge, the lake of what? Of Teisha, of Yeshua. When I leave this world of Legamri, and I'm ready to journey into an entirely new world order, into an entirely different realm of existence, legamri, hamatzias alcheres legamri. That journey has to cross that pivotal bridge called Tesha, Lash and Yeshua. I'm going from one existence into another, and that is Yeshua ben. Mela, what is Tisha Yarchaleda, Dafki and Tias Mitzrayim? We're going to highlight what? We went from one existence into another existence. So why highlight the Tisha Yarcheleda? Well, it's fascinating. Why? Because the menstrual cycle of women all over the world follows what? Follows the movements of the moon and not the sun. The very gestation period follows what? Follows the lunar cycle and not the solar cycle. When were we given the bialis over the lunar cycle? Dafka, when we left the Mitzrayim, when we were, as the Nevi'im, right? It was a Leida Chadasha. How geshmak that we're given the mitzvah, achor zelachem, that b'chir of eschatshus. A woman's vest, the menstrual cycle, is gufa undergoing a physical eschatshus month in and month out. And we have a bialis over this month. And thus we announce what? The mylod of the month. The mylod. It's considered metaphorically a leida. This sod ha'ibor, ibor, pregnancy. It's the sod ibor, the mathematical calculations that go into making the cheshbonos. It's all about the mylod. It's all about ibor. It's all about leaving Mitzrayim and going from one mode of existence and to another one, Derev Tesha. That's good for when we're going to highlight Tisha Yarcheleda. We underwent to Yeshua, and it was Yeshua couched in a context of moving from the solar calendar to the lunar calendar. That's going to highlight what? Yes, the rest of the world will follow, but that's Davke Nechem Yodei and the Gunash of Pesach, when we journeyed from the solar calendar, from a land in Mitzrayim where they worshipped Ra, the sun god, where they worshipped a god that controlled in their polytheistic system of belief all the other gods in the world. The Malbim makes it clear, perhaps Zion Pusik et Alva Parsis Vaira, and all the ancient Egyptian historians, they worshipped the sun. They were the first ones, Isaac Asimov says, who gave us the sundial, who used the solar calendar. We leave Mitzrayim behind, forget the sun. It's now as mine of Ischachus of Achor Zelachem. It's going to be Tisha Yarcheleda. It's in the name of Yeshua. Now we're going Basar Lelavana, the same way that the female cycle goes Basar Lelavana. How fascinating then, whenever a Chos and Kala get married, what's the only one title outside Chos and Vikala, Chos and Makala, by which we refer to the bride and groom in the context in the Nusach of the Shever Brachas, Alpik Sumas Tav Chesem and Aleph? There's only one other terminology, and what's that? Samantha Samach Reyam Ahuvim. Reyam Ahuvim, the Isha is called your best friend. Reya, always spelled Choser Yud in the Torah. Reya, who is your best friend, your wife? Kedusha Memalefa Menaleph, Osir Lekanish Isha Atche Yerena, Shema Timtza Badaver Meguna, Vitezgana Baila Shenemar, Vyahavta Lereyacha Kamocha. Then very Pasuk in Kedusha, Yates Yerches, a reference, I'll be the Gemara Kedusha Memalef, to what? To your best friend. That is your Isha. Why is the Isha called the Reya best friends? We've spoken about that many times, but just here, Lesiyuma Demilsa Halgishmak. She is your best friend because you're uniting with your wife, and what? Ayyadei. The pregnancy, she brings a child into the world. One of the ikar tachlisim of what an isha is all about. Yivamasam gimlam and aleph. One of the reasons we get married, to have children. Shamas taflam and aleph, lam and aleph. I'll be the posik in Yeshaya lam and gimel vav. Vahayamunas itecha chos in Yeshua's chachma vadas. Keneged the shisha suri mishnah. What's the third seder? Seder noshim. Called chosen, yorshin. Zakrashi ayide the noshim. We have yorshin. She's the reo. When does she produce a child? Only after gematria reo, which is reish ayin. Reish ayin 27. What's 270? 9 lunar months times the average month of 30 days. 9 times 30 is 270. Gematria Reya Reish Ayin. How long do you think that takes? 270. What's pregnancy called the Lashon HaKadosh? Herayon. Herayon, not coincidentally, is Imakolo Gematria 270. That's Herayon. Oh, by the way, there is one other title at the beginning of Shever Bachas Alpik Suvastav Chesem and Aleph. She is called first and foremost what? The Binyan Adayad. Why Binyan Adayad? Zakrashi, she's a Binyan the Doros. Her job is to build, to produce children. And what do you think? Not coincidentally, the Gematria of Binyan Adayan is. You guessed it. Binyan Adayan equals exactly 270, because it takes her 270, 9 months times 30 days of Herayon, Gematria 270 to be Yoreya, Gematria 270 to be the Binyan Adayan who produces the children. That's the Tisha Yarcheleda. That's the Yeshua. That's the Yeshua Ben. We understand a little bit more about the number 9. Have a wonderful night. Shira Ninani Tfilah. We're holding in the Brachas and Tziyos, the Indian of Tshuva and Slicha. See you if you're interested in Daf Yomi Room 8:15 tonight. 9 o'clock tonight, otherwise it's a Gemaldi Ganach, and a great rest of the week ahead. Kaddish, please.
Gedavi Kedash Mei Rabo, Yomadi Brach Yerutei, Yamlik Machotei, Chayechon of Yomechon of